Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Wednesday the 2nd of November, Rabbi Lippa Rabinowitz, Noach and the Environment. Half an hour.
I'd like to share with you a few ideas about the Noam and the environment in which he grew up and survived. Noam, Torah tells us, was a supreme tzaddik. Noach is tzaddik, tomim hoyo v'doiroiso. It's lovely to get a haskoma from Hashem Yisborach that you are a tzaddik and a tomim. Yet he had problems. Problems with Otis and Muna in Hashem Yisborach, but with the environment in which he found himself. It was a world, a wicked world, kimolo ores chomos, so wicked that Hashem Yisborach had decided to start afresh, wipe it out and start afresh. Kate called Moshe Bolafonai. And Noach survived. For 120 years, he was constructing the Teva to provide for a new world. World built on different concepts. Concepts of Yerushalayim. Instead of concepts of lust and immorality. Hashem Yisborach told him, build the Teva, give him 120 years for it. And he labored away, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, building this huge ocean liner. The survival of the world, the survival of the creation of Hashem Yisborach. Then we have about a strange thing. The Torah tells us that when the rains did or were about to come, and Shem Yisborach told Noach to come, he and his family, to come into the Teva. The pasuk runs as follows: Vayavoy Noach ubonov v'ishtoy, and Shevanov. Noach came, he, his sons, his wife, and his daughters-in-law, el ha-teva, into the teva, mipnei me hamabul, mipnei me hamabul, means they was forced in because of the intensity of the rain, which he couldn't possibly stay outside, he needed shelter. So he went into the marble to get settled. What do you mean? To gain shelter? Mipnei meha marble? He was told by Hashem Yisborach to go in. That's what he's doing. The last 120 years been the table for this very moment. Why did he have to wait until the rains came, until he had no alternative, had to come in? So Rashi tells us a rather strange observation. Af Noach miktanea monohoya. Noach was also lacking, that's what Rashi says, Ktane Hamono, let's be precise, small in emuna, in faith in God. His faith in God was not wide, it was narrow, small, and doubtful. It was doubtful, yes or no. Af Noach miktane Hamono hoya, says Rashi, Mamin Veino Mamin. It was two thirds doubts in his mind. But to believe in God, God is going to bring or can bring a flood to destroy the whole world. No. Veloi nichnas ad shedachku hamayim. He didn't enter until he was forced to do by the pressure, by the intensity of the water. I always wondered about a person who Hashem Yisbara said, Noach ish tzadik tomim hayom b'dayos. And he didn't waver for 120 years, persisted in at this last moment. Suddenly, doubts creep into his mind whether Hashem Yisbara, what does it mean? Whether Hashem Yisbara is capable, or who knows, capable. Miktane amona, he lacked emuna in Hashem Yisbara. It certainly needs explanation. The title of this little talk this morning is Noach and the environment. The environment was a hostile environment to everything which we, Yiddishkeit, we know, everything. Every concept, a hostile environment, the most evil. Very similar to what is creeping in today in our times. So how do you protect yourselves against this? How do you protect yourself? People go away. Sometimes leave the area and the homes and the surroundings in which Yiddishkeit is very warm and widespread and intense, and they go out to other places. For instance, this idea now of Konalim in America, they call it out of town. Town means New York. Town means Borough Park. And they go out, they leave this, and they go out to places where the very little Yiddish guy, they establish a coil. It's within, you might call it, not a hostile environment, but a negative environment, or a very parava environment. And it's done and it's matzliach. How is it done and how is it matzliach? It's done because they go out with an idea. They want to spread the word of Torah. They want to bring Torah to other communities which had never had the opportunity. So they're going there with a positive. They're not going there because they like the place. They're not going there because it's a warm climate, or we've got mountains nearby, or they can go race, they can go whatever, climbing, skating, ice hockey, whatever it is, enjoy themselves. Not for that. They go there for a tent in order to build the community, in order to do, to be active. When you're active, okay, no, you have no problems, or very little problems with the environment. We have a rule, a halachic rule. Adi detored the miflet loy bali. That means when a boss of meat is, let's say, exuding dam, you've salted the meat, and it's producing the blood which was inside is now leaving it. It will not swallow, it will not absorb anything else at that time. You see, you absorb from your environment if you're passive, not doing anything. Your mind's open. You see, you accept, you learn, you hear, and you follow. But if you're active, if you're doing, once you're doing, then you're safe to a large extent. If you're active in avoidance action, we know that Noach wasn't particularly good at kill. I mean, he wouldn't get the prize for being the outstanding Mikarev of his generation. For 120 years he tried, and he didn't manage to attract one, except his immediate family. He couldn't rescue not one. He had no effect on anybody. Anybody. So he was not involved in Kirub. At least he was involved in one thing. Building the ark, doing something. Active for Hashem Yisbarach. Doing the command of Hashem Yisbarach, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, working, do something. Once he's doing something, you understand, in the work of Hashem Yisbarach, that inoculates him against the environment, against a hostile environment. Now listen what happened. The Pasuk tells us, when the time came, for the flood to come, there was suddenly a delay. A delay. The time had arrived. The mother was to come. And it was a delay. The prophet tells us, listen, ki liyamim oid shiva. In 7 days' time, we'll start the flood. What do you mean, 7 days' time? It's arrived now. Now! It's finished. Put the last bit of paint on it. The table is ready. The animals are installed. They're getting installed. Everything is ready. Well, start, no? No. 7 years, 7 days' time. What's it? Nothing to do. The gathering ready. What's the 7 days? Well, Rashi tells us that there was a great tzaddik who lived at the same time as Noach. It was called Meshusharach. The person who lived the longest of all the humans. Meshusharach. And he now died. He was a tzaddik. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu was chasal kavoidai. For the honor, he was concerned about the honor of Meshuzach. Should what? Should die and just throw him into a grave, and then the rain should come, and then the flood should come straight away. At least some kind of should we say Shiva? You've got to have Nichum. You've got to have Hespedim. Who could give Hesped? No, no. But yeah, Likvodo. You've got to have 7 days. This is what is Likvodo. I venture to say that these 7 days were problematical. What were they problematic? Problematical for Noach. He'd finished his work. He was doing nothing. He wasn't producing, he was now absorbing. And during these 7 days, the ideas, the notions, the hostile, the evil ideas which were current in this time began to flow one way. It's open, it's not working. perhaps even more. Perhaps he was, you can say, we was Menachem Avelim, I don't know, for sitting there and hearing the small talk of the other people who were there as well. Also entered into his mind. He's now open to receive, he's on the receiving end. He's not producing, he's not doing, he's receiving. When Rashi says that he was miktanei amono, and he says he wasn't sure whether it will come, will it not come. God forbid Noach was doubting the ability of Hashem, the creator of the world, to bring a flood. I tell you what was the problem now. He said, a flood destroying the world? For what? For the behavior of these people. It's not so terrible. As they say in Yiddish, Sinita zo gifarach. What for? The people of people, do you know what I mean? They do a virus and they're one of the people of people. You've got to have a bit of tolerance. You've got to understand them, you know what I mean? It's not as bad as you think. You began to doubt that. Because he's already receiving. He's on the receiving end. He's becoming persuaded. He is coming nearer. He's understanding the predicament or never. You know what I mean? The poor fellow. People want a good time. You know what I mean? I know it's wrong, but anyway, give him a chance. You know how they talk. He didn't have the ability of Kodesh Bo. But he said, but for that you're going to destroy the world. He already became closer to them and understood a little bit and, you know, sympathized some minor way with them. Not that he doubted God. That's the Tanya Mana. We find when Yaakov Avinu was leaving home, he left home. Yaakov, he had to flee from Esav. He went to, on the way to Choron, we're told that on the way he managed to drop into a yeshiva. The yeshiva of Sheva Eva. What did he have to learn in the yeshiva of Sheva Eva? After 50 years learning in the yeshiva of Avraham and Yitzchak, he's going to now learn from Sheva Eva. What is he going to learn there? And for after 50 years, another 14 years, what is he going to learn there? He had a problem. He's leaving home, the security, talking about the spiritual security of a home, of Yitzchak and Rivka, a home. Where was he going? He was going to Choron. You know, in Choron, he knew very well he's not going to open a yeshiva in Choron. That's one thing. He's not going to make any Balei Tshuva in Choron. Another thing. He'd already heard what Choron is like from his mother. If there's any decent people in Choron, Avraham Avinu already had taken them away, brought them. And Avishai Shoshim in Choron, I'm quite sure that Avraham Avinu wouldn't have left Choron until he'd cleared it of all the good people and taken as many as he could possibly do. The other people were the residue of them. He knew that. And he knew what the environment was like. He's not going to open a yeshiva, he's not going to open a kollel. What is he going there for? He's going there to find a wife and make his fortune. Find a wife and make his fortune. We've got problems, Problems with the environment, the hostile environment. He needs inoculation. So he said, he'd never learnt this from home, because home was a wonderful home, a Torah home, everything. The Shava, the people that were different altogether. He's going there to Chorum. He said, there's one of our forefathers, the forefather of the human race now, he said, had the similar problem as Noach. And he had children, Tzaddikim, Shem, and Eva. And they had a yeshiva. In that yeshiva, they taught there are ways to protect yourself from the environment. How you, Noach is tzaddik, did so. And as I said before, how did he do it? He said he wasn't a Balkirov. Although he had, you know, in Kirov you have problems. You've got to attract the audience, you know that. You've got to attract the audience. Once you've attracted the audience, then you can speak to them. Once you've attracted the audience, you've got them. You can talk to them, but you've got to bring them here. And he had the supreme ability to do that. He was like a crazy man, building an ocean liner 100 miles from the sea. He was the tourist attraction for years and years, tourist attraction. They came around looking at him. Imagine that. He had opportunities, but he couldn't. He was incapable of persuading others. He had to protect himself and his family. Well, that's the situation, says Yaakov Avinu, which I find myself today as well. And what I need to do is, when I have a family, raise a family there, it should be a family, a Torah family, and not be invaded by the ideas of Choron, the ideas of surrounding hostile environment. That's what he said. That I've got to learn. That I didn't learn in my father's home. That I've got to learn in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, the descendants of Noach. May Hashem wish you all succeed in raising our families in the true Torah way.